I'm here with Finance Minister Dana Reznia-Zorzova. You mentioned that this is not just an issue that concerns the banking sector, but it has wider concerns. I wonder if you could just repeat that it's something to do with national security and with national prestige.
We can observe, and we have been observing the systematic problems in our financial and banking sector recently. There are the control and legal system implementation problems within the sector. And this one example is one good case when I really could see that there has been a systematic and consecutive approach towards the potential and factual infringements of the banking sector. So this bank has been closed. The license has been cancelled, and I hope that this will serve as a good example for the rest of the banks that still are considering whether or not to work on the words of the law. So I can see, and I truly believe that the stability of the banking sector is one major aspect of not only a healthy business environment in the country and long-term development precondition, but also a great matter of the international country's reputation and also national security.
And so do you think that this move will help with Latvia's OECD membership?
I think that getting the financial sector into the order, it's not a matter of Latvia joining the OECD or not. It's the real matter of our sustainable development of the country. So if it helps also our relationship with the OECD, then I would be glad, but that's not the major goal, of course.
Okay. Thank you very much.